This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is closing out her first foreign trip Tuesday as she visits Mexico and meets with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's a key but complicated ally in the Biden administration's efforts to curb the spike in migration at the U.S. border. López Obrador committed in a previous virtual meeting with Harris that the U.S. can count on us to help address the issue of irregular migration, but the Mexican president has in the past blamed President Joe Biden for the increase in migration at the border. The day before, Vice President Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the U.S., but after her meeting with Guatemala's president Monday, Harris also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making that trek.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
Harris said her goal is to help Guatemalans find hope at home. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is more than half done, and U.S. officials say that while it could be complicated and completed by July 4th, the final exit of equipment and troops more likely will be later in the summer. As early as this week, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East, Frank McKenzie, is giving Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin a range of U.S. military options to secure the American embassy in Afghanistan and to provide counterterrorism support from outside the country. This is the